the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, hanging out with Saints safety Jordan Howden after today's practice session. Man, how's this early practice been going for you so far at camp?
It's been going well. You know, we got to practice in the morning, you know, with this heat going on, even though it's still blazing at 9 o'clock. But it's a good feeling, you know, everyone's got the juice out there, you know, just going around having fun.
Jordan, how do you feel today, especially, I guess, you know, you want this in a real game, but even in practice to get an interception and how it fires up the defense and, you know, making plays on the ball and coming up with a pick?
You know, it always starts with the process. You know, first of all, it goes with the call and, you know, just everybody on the field doing their job. I feel like that's the biggest thing. And then once everybody is able to do their job, you get to play around a little bit. And I was the post safety and just followed the ball and just, you know, did what I came here to do.
Jordan, you know, when you talk on the backhand, like communication, and fans will ask me, I said, well, I'm asking Jordan Howden, when here's the world champs, Philadelphia Eagles, and when y'all all, like, ran into each other. You know, you and Honey Badger, and who was, I'm trying to think, the other safety? Was it Will Harris, maybe?
Will.
Yeah. Was it just miscommunication then, or what exactly happened? Because, you know, obviously that was a significant play. We winning by four.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, had a chance to be 3-0.
I definitely wish I could take that playback. It wasn't like miscommunication. It was, I think it was like 3rd and 15 or whatever. And we had like, at the end of the day, like we just run what the call is. And when I was running down to go get the crosser, I just ran into Lat. That's what I did. I ran into Lat when he was guarding somebody, but I didn't really see him until the last minute. And then that's what really happened. Yeah, I know things happen. I learn from it. Now I just got to take a clearer path. I take full responsibility for that play, but new year.
So. New year, yeah. Now, Jordan, when you look at your career and the interest the Saints, you know, had in you and the confidence of the process, how did you end up, like, from San Diego, California to University of Minnesota to be a Gopher?
So born and raised in San Diego, that's first off, and then I – kind of like moved in the IE area around like Marietta, California. Then I finished off my senior year of high school in Las Vegas. And then, you know, I did my senior season then. I still didn't have any offers or anything like that. And then I ended up getting a preferred walk-on at the end of my senior season. So I ended up going to Minnesota then. And then when I went there, just never looked back. Got my scholarship and then just played. And then now I'm fifth round and I'm with the Saints, so.
So what do you think as far as now your vet and your experience to get on the field more consistently, not just maybe special teams, but now we brought in some even older veteran safeties and that competition. Do you take that approach just to bring out the best in me and help me develop?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, we're at the top of the, you know, professional athletes. You know, it's going to be competition everywhere you go. You got to bring your best. That's just what it is. But that's what you want. You know, you bring the best out of you, bring the best out of them, and you get to learn, you know, from the vets. And I also get to teach the young guys as well. So, you know, every day, each year, you know, you got to get better and just come with it every day.
What's been your impression so far of working with new defensive coordinator Brandon Scaley and his team?
Oh, yeah. He, you know, first of all, with the coach, Coach Stanley, he brings the juice every day. You know, he does not change. He's interactive with everybody. You know, we meet together more as a defense. I feel like that's a big thing, especially when you're learning a new system. You know, we all watch film together. You know, what he lets know, he tells, like, the secondary what the D-line is supposed to be doing. So we all, okay, like, if they're doing this, then we have to do this. So we all ties in together, so we all know what we're doing when we get on there. So, you know, it just brings us all together, and then that's what you need, especially on defense, because everybody's job is important. So.
Explain to the fans, you know, like with a zone or a man concept, that truly, even though you're playing zone and different coaches have different philosophies of what schemes they're going to utilize, that it comes to a case in point, whether it's experience or the clock in your head, okay, we're playing zone coverage, but now it's almost turns into a matchup man, well, who's in my zone?
Right.
To really, you know, looking at the quarterback or whatever division you get there, to be able to, even though it started out zone,
yeah,
really matching up with in the zone area with a particular receiver or player. Yeah.
Only difference between man and zone is just really you don't have to run with somebody all the way across the field. Especially when somebody's in your zone, then that's really your man in your zone. But obviously, you're still looking at the quarterback at the same time. But depending on the down and distance, all right, what is it, 2 minutes, something like that, then you might be a little closer to your man because, you know, things moving quick. So that's probably like the biggest thing when it comes to man and zone. That's the, like, really difference. But sometimes you're going to have to run man. That's just how it is. And you just got to be able to do your job and fight through it. So.
Now, Jordan, growing up, who was maybe a mentor or someone that what you really looked up to and learned from or maybe wanted to maybe pattern your game after?
Honestly, so starting off when I was like little, I've been playing football since I was 5, 6 years old. I was raised with a bunch of cousins and stuff. So like even if it wasn't football, we was always doing something like sport wise. It could be baseball, basketball. You were not just finna sit around and not do nothing. So I feel like that was a big thing. All my older cousins, my uncle, they all played football and stuff. And I started playing with older guys. So I started playing with them once we got into like tackle and stuff. I would definitely say because like my uncle used to play safety. So he used to be a really great safety, but RIP to him. And then, you know, my dad got me into like actually like playing more defensive side because I used to play both ways and stuff. And, you know, my dad taught me a lot of things. And then I got into like actually like DB coaches when I got to like middle school or high school. And then, yeah, that's how I ended up getting offered to Minnesota and stuff.
So. Jordan, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it and look forward to seeing more of you, not just at camp when the preseason games finally kick off.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me, sir.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.